You have how many children?
We have three.
You have three.
We have three.
You, I was talking to you, and I was talking to your husband, and your husband told me that you guys have pretty blunt sex talk with your kids.
With each other, first of all, because we're a loving married couple. Well, we do. We don't, I mean, we speak age appropriately to our children, but if they have questions, which they often do, we try to answer frankly. And to be truthful, I listen to Howard Stern in the morning. I listen, and so they have a lot of questions, actually.
Wait, you listen to Howard Stern while your kids are in the room?
I do, actually. Yes, I do. Because you know what? I just got so tired of pretending that I was listening to NPR all the time. So I just now, I mean, I do that too.
Right.
Sure.
I'm, you know, I was intelligent.
Because you hear the Howard Show twice in the replays.
I go back and forth. But sometimes my kids hear a little of the unsavory stuff and they're horrified by it. They're totally scandalized by it. So it's fine. And then they ask me questions and then.
But you think that's actually good? And there's a lot of people actually believe that it's good for kids to obviously hear some
they know
truths
so much that I haven't told them just from going to school, just from going to public school in New York City. So they're seasoned professionals. There's nothing I can really teach them that they don't already know.
You're saying they know a lot more about sex than I do.
Than I do. Yes. I don't know half the things they know.
Your grandmother, is this true that your grandmother gave the women in your family very blunt advice when it came to sex?
Oh my gosh, she did. She informed us that you should never give blowjobs. So I was raised by my grandmother. She really did consider, and I'm not saying.
Did she knit that on a sampler?
She did it embroidery.
Where did that come from?
She was very Catholic, and it really did consider that a blowjob was like the depth of depravity, and that only like women who roamed the earth in negligees would do it. Do you know what I mean? Just like women in negligees in the middle of the day at the grocery store with like a big ash.
Yeah.
That was their okay. That was their
How did she bring the subject?
I know, I was gonna say you're sitting around and is she making a peach cobbler and then she just turned to you and said
basically. Yeah. Yes. Yeah, correct. Look, we've got three children. We're doing something right. Things happen. I'm not saying there are so many dirtier things that you can do than that. There are things she didn't even consider that she should have warned me about.
Yeah. Grandma was not doing her job. There's
really
a lot more she could have talked about.
Really serious.
There's a grandma here at the show tonight who's probably not liking any of what we're talking about right now. I'm sorry, but there is.
That woman is a dirty birdie, I can tell.
Atomic lineup stronger than Owen Hart's safety harness. More like radio.com. Other internet radio stations are gay.
This is what you missed last week on Dutch and Royce.
Limp Bizkit.
Yeah, but see, the problem here is Fred Durst was born in 1970. So he is a Gen X.
Yeah, Marie, but guess what? You know who wasn't born in 1970? Wearing a dope-ass backwards Yankees cap, bro.
Do you know where you are?
He was friends with Ben Stiller. He made it very clear in his songs. Very clear.
The thing, though, like, everybody wants to, like, lump. What about the people who were, like, on the borderline? Like, right in that gray area? Like, I don't identify with any of this millennial nonsense.
You just keep on pushing.
Is Dutch trying to claim that he's a trans Gen X?
He is. He's a trans Gen Xer.
Ew.
He's transgenerational.
He's a trans Gen Xer. That's what it is.
I feel like it's more of it's a mindset rather than.
That's what trans people say.
I don't appreciate this.
This is Dutch and Royce. We are better than you.
Hello there. You are listening to Dutch and Royce on morelikeradio.com.
Oh, hi everyone. Welcome to Dutch and Royce. Here on morelikeradio.com. It is Tuesday, February 28th, 2017. I am Joel Dutchman. We're going to be here with Royce Lopez.
What up?
Marie Lopez.
Hey.
Mitch Heil.
Hello.
Soon to be Sherry Heil.
Hello.
and Johnny Cakes and Zeri.
What, what, what?
Our number is 954-573-2780. If you'd like to get in touch with the show, or go to morelikeradio.com/live. We have a chat room. We have full video capabilities. Also, if you go to youtube.com/morelikeradio, is that the correct one?
Correct.
That's our live YouTube feed. We have all kinds of ways that you can ingest the show. So do that. If you're listening to the podcast and you'd like to check us out live, if you are listening to us live, you already are here, so I don't need to tell you guys. Is this Weezer song going to get us kicked off the YouTube thing?
I guess we'll figure it out.
Oh, boy. I didn't think about it until I started playing. I'm like, are they the type of band that, like...
There's a way to check before you play a song. I mean...
How?
Google it.
I'm not going to tell you.
Well, I would like to know so I don't screw up our YouTube feed.
No, those are all my secrets.
Well, at some point, could you let me know?
No, I don't want to.
Snitches get stitches.
I don't
want to
tell
you.
You
go to YouTube and there's Marino's. There's a way. There's a site where you can.
Do I?
To see if somebody are the ones who will get you pulled.
Right. Correct.
Okay, cool. Well, let me know afterwards. I don't want to get in trouble anymore.
Meanwhile,
what did you guys do this weekend?
This weekend, Royce and I prepared for our Bonnaroo Light excursion called Okeechobee Fest. So we will
Okeechobee Fest?
Yes. The people that produce the music festival Bonnaroo in Tennessee in the summertime have been testing
hey,
out.
Marie.
Yeah.
You're the only 10 I see.
Oh.
I'll get it.
last year they started a new festival similar to the Bonnaroo Festival in Okeechobee, Florida, which is about 2 hours south of us. So we didn't go last year, but we're going to go this year instead of Bonnaroo because we want to also be a participant in Mitch and Jerry's wedding, which overlaps. So
you're welcome. You know, we switch your whole life up for them, but it's fine.
Yeah.
I thought it was your wedding.
Yeah, that's the only reason I'm doing it.
It's all of our weddings.
Only reason, because my name is attached to it now. They made me buy pants, Dutch. They made me buy pants.
You don't like wearing pants?
I hate wearing pants.
I know.
I mean, you can go to Bonnaroo, but Marie has to come to the wedding.
I'm going to
so
the
here's what you
first
do, Royce.
Off,
you
Sherry, no, shut up a second, Mitch. First, I'm talking to Sherry.
Okay.
Don't use your fucking girl fucking Vulcan mind tricks on me, because that's goddamn horse shit. I don't want to go to Bonnaroo. I'm pointing at you, maybe by pants. All right? That's all I'm saying.
Do you want to hear guy logic now?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, so you wear pants for 15 minutes for the ceremony and then take them off. I don't care.
I want to rip them off.
Why don't you just get breakaway pants?
Exactly what I was thinking.
If you show up with zip-off pants, I will love you to the rest
no,
of the
No, not zip-off. They have to be rip-off, like Velcroed on.
I can alter them for you. I can sew.
There you go. Perfect.
Well, that means that we're...
I might be able to pick some up at Tony Kukoc's garage sale.
But that means that Royce has to cut up his own pants and then put them back together with Velcro.
Sherry just said she would do it for me.
No. I mean, like, Sherry, you just made him buy all these this expensive pants, and you're just going to have us tear it up so that they're going to be Velcro on the sides?
Well, I mean, if he would have bought them when I told him they were on sale, they would have been like $25.
Number one, beauty costs money. Number two, Sherry, shut up. Not everything's about your fucking wedding.
All right. Now, you bought a full suit? Like, what are you guys doing for the groomsmen?
I just bought pants at this point. I will be told later on what other things I need to buy.
I'm apparently supposed to buy your tie.
There you
just
go,
a shirt.
Right? I don't play around.
Yeah,
with this
shirt, tie, and suit pants.
No,
and the reason
no,
we picked...
no jacket.
No, no.
Can I wear a suit?
You can wear whatever you want. You're
like
the DJ.
Let's remind everybody my dress code, Mitch, for my wedding. It was linen pants, sandals, and a Guayabera Cuban shirt because I like to be comfy.
Do you remember that I'm not Cuban though?
No, I don't.
And we don't live in Florida.
It doesn't matter. It's June.
That's
exactly.
Why we're not doing suit coats.
I know.
Like
it's
40 degrees out there.
Yeah. Yeah, you're going to want the pants at night.
Fine, whatever. I'll wear pants. I don't care. Look, my point is this is how much I love you, okay? Because I wear pants for you. Not you. I'm talking to Mitch. So much
you
so
love
cute.
Me so much that you're buying pants.
You can't.
That's really going out on a limb
Sherry,
there. For some
first
right
off,
there.
Mitch, whose fucking side are you on? secondly,
Sherry, you can't use girl logic and then at the end go, ah, no, that isn't the way it works. No.
Aw.
No, stop it.
So when Mitch and I went to go try on these suits, and the reason we picked out the specific like suit and suit pants is because his little brother is in a wedding 2 weeks before ours. And those were the pants that he had. So I was like, oh, well, we're thinking about going gray. Like, send me everything and let me go look at them. And I was like, oh, perfect. Hey, coincidentally, they're on super sale right now. And Mitch even bought a three-piece suit for himself.
A three-piece?
Right? So, where did you guys go? Men's Warehouse or?
Oh, fuck no.
JCPenney's.
Joseph A. Bank?
Oh, okay. God, no. No.
We spent like $140 on his three-piece suit, a shirt, and a tie.
There's a place out here.
Not bad.
There's a place.
Yeah, and this is my first like actual suit.
There's
like,
a
proper suit.
There's a place.
Never had one before?
No, I hate suits.
There's a place out here where all the black church folk buy their suits, like they're very colorful suits. So you wonder, like, no, I'm serious. Like, you see, they always have like a different suit every Sunday. You know,
and, I know what you're talking about. Yeah,
and you wonder how they get it. Well, there's a place out here called Suit City.
Suit City.
Yeah, Suit City, and it's
Suplex City.
It's basically all those where like you would get all the suits you would find in the movie The Mask. You know,
right?
Not the retard The Mask, the Jim Carrey The Mask. You know. What was I saying? Well, he wasn't retarded. The one with the
I have no idea where you're going.
Who's the mask? What was the name of the guy with the long face? The Mask movie with Cher.
What?
The name of the guy.
Rocky Dennis.
I'm not talking about Rocky. I'm not talking the name of the.
Yeah.
The name of his movie was also called The Mask.
Oh.
Because The Mask was Stanley Ipkiss.
It was called The Rocky Horror Picture Show.
How does this go back to Mitch and Sherry's
outfit? Well, I'll get to it. I will get to it.
Well, you see, Marie, we all wear masks.
Now, speaking of that, there's
Man,
this place.
That story took a stroll.
There's a place called Suit City.
Suit City.
This is why it takes a stroll. You don't want to take it seriously. So then I don't want to take it seriously.
I can't not do that every time you say Suit City. Suit City!
And it's all the colorful suits.
Suit City, like here we come.
That's Surf City.
Oh.
Oh, we're going to Suit City, gonna find ourselves a suit. Suit City, Suit City. You know what? Fuck it. Just tell your stupid story about buying clothes. I'm going to drink water.
Can I girls for everyone.
Can I spend the remainder of the 2 hours on this podcast coming up with jingles for Suit City? Because I have at least 10 in the bank.
I would hope you wouldn't.
I hope you would.
Anyways, so you bought pants. Now why not the rest of the suit at Suit City?
Suit City!
I didn't buy pants at Suit City.
Here we come!
I bought pants on Amazon.
No. Why not eBay?
Why not eBay? Because I don't buy used pants. I'm not that fucking bad off. Who buys pants on eBay?
Do they sell pants on eBay?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, they sell them.
John, besides like pants specialty for like your costumes, you don't buy work pants at eBay?
Sure hope I win those pants.
Does anybody use eBay anymore?
I do.
Hold on. I'm going to go to eBay right now. Look up used pants.
I haven't used eBay in years.
I guess
I'm an anti-Amazon person, I guess.
Why?
I
Why are you anti-Amazon?
I just want to know that if I need to buy something, I want to know I'm going to get it and not have to bid out with like four other people.
Because when I think of Amazon, I think of like Fire TV sticks and Brazilian rainforest.
That's all they have. You're right.
Go to Amazon. You can get everything on there.
Yeah, but I can get the same
eBay
stuff
is
on
like
eBay.
Amazon, except you're getting like weird like listings and shit, and there's all kinds of extra stuff added in that you don't really want, and it's weird now.
By the way, I'm on eBay, and you could when you type used women's socks comes up first, which makes me wonder. People are specifically looking at because they want to smell them and like get off to them, right? They have to, right?
Now, actually, I can't afford unused socks, so I have to buy.
Oh my god, used women socks. Underwear is a category.
If you go to used M, you get used mobile homes.
Oh my god.
Well, used women's underwear is like the Asians love that stuff.
How is a used mobile home going to fit into a mail slot?
I don't know,
but you can get one for $17,000. It's in Arkansas.
I believe it's pronounced Arkansas, you idiot.
Is it a B.O.B.?
Wait, here we go.
Where's
Panama City, Florida?
It's in the panhandle? It's near Panama City.
Okay, there's
Panama!
There's a baller one for $92,000.
$92,000?
That's a steal.
Yeah. It looks like a cabin on wheels.
Ew.
All right. Well, look, my point is get in the fucking 21st. Forget 21st. Get in the 20th century and get Amazon. Fucking John, what are you doing?
Yeah, how are you have you ever guys ever heard the phrase I'm anti-Amazon?
No, I've never heard that, but he's also anti most things. So, I mean, it's hard to really pin John down. He still fucking wants to fist fight Queen Latifah. So, I mean.
Hey, have you seen her in the news or in social media anywhere? You're welcome.
Because she's afraid of you. You're right. You're right, John.
Yeah, 7 years ago, I beat the snot out of her.
Okay, stop fighting Queen Latifah, please.
Did Queen Latifah quit?
No,
acting?
No, she's still doing things.
No, she became gay.
She did become it. Oh my God. Again, why don't your fucking views, along with your internet purchases, why don't your views get into the 21st century? And she all of a sudden one day she wanted to smash boxes with her broads. Jesus. All right.
UNITY.
Anyway, look, I'm not going to buy fucking pants on eBay is my point. So anyway, your wedding about me maybe buy pants?
Thank you.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
Cherry, what I meant to say was you're welcome.
You're welcome.
Also, what if I am dressed better than the rest of you guys?
First off,
no. I'm going to have to call you out on that one.
I want you two to have a nice dress off.
You want to have a dress off, Johnny Cakes?
Bro, what if I told you I'm getting a handmade suit from Italy?
First of all, why'd you start that out like it was like an ESPN 30 for 30? What if I told you?
Yeah.
That I got a handmade suit from Italy.
It was a competition, isn't it?
I have a question.
I don't know if mine are Italian or not, but.
It really did sound like a 30 for 30 thing that he did. What are you doing, John?
Pick me. I have a question.
Oh, yes.
Yes, Sherry, shut up.
John, are you going to have a date at the wedding?
No.
I think I might.
Who?
You're going to bring a date all the way up there?
I might. Well, think so.
Yeah, Dutch. Okay. Dutch, they let you buy a companion seat on an airplane. She doesn't travel like a dog.
I was going to say, is your date coming over from Italy with the suit?
No.
She handmade the suit.
No.
Here's the thing. One of John's great uncles who's Italian died, and he stole one of his mafia-made suits. I mean, it's fine. It's
no big deal. I found out. No, because I got my workout shirts tailored at my tailor, and
Stop! You don't get this fucking... Slow down!
Who tailors workout shirts?
I just wear t-shirts.
Who tailors their workout
shirts? Okay, first off, I have all these superhero...
Wait, John. John.
Yes, I'm...
Okay, yeah. Calm down, first off.
Okay.
I need to laugh first, because I need to pay attention to what you're saying, and I'm not in the right mindset now. So first off, I'm imagining John walking into a fucking... tailor and going, hey, I just bought...
I need to pull a few inches out of this.
I bought these.
No, well,
hold on. I'm not done making fun of you yet. I bought these.
So stop laughing and make fun of me so I can proceed with my story.
I bought these $5 champ shirts, and I need to fucking take them in. How much is it going to be? $40. Perfect.
Well, you got the price right.
Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry.
All right, so I went on eBay and I bought all of these. And I bought all these superhero compression shirts, and one of them by mistake. They sent me one by mistake that was a long sleeve. So I took my long sleeve Deadpool workout compression shirt to my tailor, and I asked him if he can hem the sleeves a little short.
Okay. I've heard of people tailoring like a fitted shirt for like a dress shirt because it just, it fits well, but it's just a little too wide in the midsection, but not like somebody's workout shirt. Yeah. I thought the purpose of workout shirts is you're supposed to work out in shitty shirts that you don't care if they get ruined.
No, man, these are freaking dope ass. Dude, I got a Punisher one, I got a Flash one, I got a Spider-Man one.
How many of those did you get tailored?
One. Only one because one of them came long sleeve by mistake.
So, how much did you buy them for? Like, how much does each one cost?
Hey, excuse me.
Between $3 and $5.
Hey. And how much did it cost you to tailor it?
$12.
I imagine John walks in and he's like,
"You could have bought a new one with short sleeves."
I imagine.
Yeah, but I can't get these anywhere here. No, I have to order them on eBay from China.
he's adding equity into the shirt, because if you put $12 into a $5 shirt, you know, now that thing is worth at least $25 if he wants to resell it.
I'm not going to resell them. I'm going to use them and wear them. So anyway, so I noticed
anyway,
that they that
anyway.
So they had a sign on display that said like custom, you know, custom tailored suits, and I asked them about it, and they showed me a catalog for their suits, and they had this one that was made out of like, you know, Italian cloth, like, you know, and I asked them, you know, like, you know, how much would this cost and like how soon could I get it? And they did, and the particular one that I wanted to get, they had to order the materials from Italy. So I'm getting a tailored, hand-woven suit for this wedding that's straight from Italy.
I imagine John walking into his tailor, and the guy he goes in there all the time, old Italian guy. He's like, "Hey, Johnny boy, how you do? Oh, you brought me the tighty whities. I bring them in for you. $12. John buys a 5-pack of Fruit of the Looms. And he goes, "I need to get them taken in 2 inches to the back." It was $5 for the back. How much is it going to be? $75. Perfect.
Why didn't you just get the mediums then?
Well, I mean,
hold on. How much is it to monogram them?
Well, hold on. All right. I did bring in my blue jeans to have them tailored because I lost a shit ton of weight. So rather than buying new jeans, because I like these so much, they went ahead and they tailor fitted my jeans as well.
See, I get that. That's okay. If you have your favorite pair of jeans that doesn't fit anymore, I understand that part. But a workout shirt, that's a thing I can't still wrap my head around.
I just saved my old jeans for when I'm fat again.
You're never going to get fat again.
Not if she gets pregnant.
See?
Well, just don't eat a whole cake.
I barely eat one slice of cake.
Well, there you go.
Don't eat all that dick then.
Whoa.
I like all that dick.
See, I can't stop her.
but yeah, if everything works out, I'm going to have an Italian tailored suit, and then I'm going to have a date, a really pretty date.
Does she want her name? No, well, don't tell her name, but like, how do you know her? How old is she? How long have you guys been seeing each other?
Been seeing her since my birthday. She's the one that I posted pictures on the.
Oh, the tattoo girl?
Uh huh.
Oh, okay. Oh, cool. I was going to say, we haven't asked you about that one.
Yeah, I think the found's me a keeper.
Is she a fan of tailored shirts as well?
Yes. She likes my shirts.
Dutch, can you do me a favor? Hold on a second, because I have this bid on eBay for a Street Sharks hoodie, and I'm going to have, for $5, I'm going to have a tailor bring it in for me. It's a 7XL, but I think I pay $75, and you can make two hoodies out of it.
I had them make my Italian Stallion Rocky, my Rocky yellow t-shirt. They made that into a sleeveless tank top.
Okay. Why didn't you just cut it with scissors?
Because I'm not really good with cutting.
That's kindergarten stuff, bro.
It's like, dude, why would I bring my shirt to a tailor if I can just easily just cut the sleeves off of it? No, they're fancy, they're nice, and I wanted someone to professionally do it.
This I agree with Brendan in the chat. He goes, "I hate shopping for jeans now because these damn hipsters and their skinny jean bullshit. It's hard to find them made for." It's true. The jeans now, man, the cuts have changed so drastically, like in 10 years. Back in the day, you could walk in and get a pair of Levi's, you know, like, or whatever, you know, something like that.
That's the thing. Levi's still sticks with they have their makes and models. That's the only brand I usually go with.
Yeah, Levi's jeans. Or Wranglers. Levi's 501 relax fit.
Wranglers are okay, but Wranglers get a little cowboy.
They fall apart too. At least in my experience, Wranglers.
Well, the problem is that they have to fall apart because white trash people wear them when you're running from the cops because you beat your wife. If they get hinged on a fence, they have to
rip off.
I never
beat my wife.
See?
That's because you don't have one.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't beat you. That's not why.
Why won't you beat me?
I didn't hit her. It's not true.
Yes.
Hi, Mark. Hey, don't hit
Thank
each other.
You, sir. May I have another?
And the thing is,
but on the butt. Hey, that was my face, you asshole.
Jesus.
The beating.
Why is the camera on me? Why aren't you watching the beating happening over here?
No, I don't want somebody to call
there is
the
no
police.
Proof.
I don't want them
never
to call
there, is it? There wasn't. Was now.
It was theater of the mind.
So, what else have you gotten tailored, John? Like something that we wouldn't expect.
Swift.
And how often do you see this guy? Because you said I went to my tailor. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's rare to like say, okay, this is my guy, or this is my this, that, the other thing. Like, you know, I got a guy for that. Like, you got a guy for Taylor.
I have audio for him, by the way.
God, he was so freaking buff. I couldn't believe it.
Yeah, he had to take his shirt in.
Whenever I would go, whenever like a friend of mine would get wet, would get married, and I needed to get or dry cleaning, or when I was playing baseball, he would restring my glove.
So this story gets deeper and deeper.
Wait a minute,
what does restringing your glove have to do with tailoring a shirt? I don't know. How are they similar? Like, a tailor, are all tailors adept at fixing baseball gloves and vice versa?
No, because this one is also a cobbler.
He's also a cobbler. Obviously,
is he also a milkman and the town crier? Like, what other type of ancient profession is this guy adept in?
Let's give him a chance to explain. What do you mean a cobbler? A cobbler is
okay. Because I live in a town called Plantation, and it's been around since the 1950s, and a lot of these businesses have been there since long before Reagan was in office. So this guy is, you know, been in the same spot for years.
Daniel Day-Lewis? Is he fixing shoes in Plantation in between roles?
Maybe. I don't know. But, I mean, he's still there. I mean, his business model, you know, he's kept, you know, his business alive. And
okay, you know what? That's a front. That means this guy's either selling drugs or weapons or women on the side.
Brendan says, based on the short time I listened to the show, I feel like this is going to take a dark turn. He's fucking, you might be right, buddy.
You're not too far off.
He used to molest me.
He used to tailor and dry clean all my grandfather's stuff. So he knew my grandfather when he was alive. So we've always just been going to the same guy.
And when he does his inseams, he lingers in the crotch for 30 minutes just to make sure that it's right. Which is fine. Look, everyone has secrets.
I just love the fact that how did you find out that he also knew how to restring a glove?
Me and my brother were always in sports and most
this guy molested them.
Most cobblers that make and repair shoes, they work with leather. So most baseball gloves have leather string, they can condition gloves and they can also restring them if they get loose or break.
Have you ever gotten a shoe? I can't think of the last time I would even think to get my shoe repaired. I would just buy a new pair.
You millennial.
Yeah, you're such a Jesus Christ, dude.
Millennial.
I'm looking right at you right now, Sherry.
I think I'm with Dutch on this one, because you probably wear your shoes until they just fall apart and they're dead. And then you buy a new pair, which you will then wear until it's just
Shoe repair only makes sense.
With super glue, the front part of the front part of you, like where your toes are, if that rubber piece starts going down, I'll super glue that shit in. I'll go until I literally have my inseam or my soul just completely.
Yeah, but super glue usually breaks out and doesn't really hold its retention.
It holds for at least a week, and then I just redo it again. Super glue is only like $1 a bottle.
I guess I enjoy the finer things, my dress. No, because I have dress shoes that are handmade.
You enjoy finer things. You get your workout shirts tailored. I mean, obviously, yeah.
Look, we understand.
Hell yeah, man. Hollywood, driving around in Lexuses.
Hollywood John Sanzari, we get it. But look, I'm Hollywood, Florida, by the way. No, don't get excited.
Yeah, I was going to say.
But, shoe repair is something that if... You know, if you buy a pair of $2,000 Bruno Maglis, where it does pay off to get the bottom fixed. But outside of that, you just wear them until they fuck up and you buy new shoes. I mean, I guess it is a higher end thing, but I don't really know of ever a time where I've had to repair shoes. And actually, John, if I remember correctly, I've had to lend you shoes before. So don't act now like all of a sudden you've been a shoe connoisseur.
Hold on. Brendan says I'm going to have my leather GIMP outfit taken in.
There you go. Does he take in GIMP outfits? Can you ask? Ask him for a friend.
Exactly. Can they repair that too?
Most of the time I do wear sneakers, but when I go out to a nice fancy place, I have a nice pair of mid-top leather shoes that every once in a while, you know, if like the sole loses its, you know, its grip, you know, I'll get it resold.
What brand? What kind of shoes? Like, who makes them? I'm just curious.
I don't know. Warsheim or something like that. I don't know. $400 shoes.
Right. I get shoes that look exactly like that, but aren't. And it's only like $60. You know what I mean? Well, like, I get like I have like a nice pair of shoes that feel fine, but they, you know, if they wear out, I'll just buy another $60 pair. And I don't wear them enough to have to use a cobbler.
Well, I'm sorry, John. With all due respect, you're a cheap sack of shit.
Hey.
My dress shoes have paint on them.
Why do your dress shoes have paint on them?
He's getting a new because
he got them
for
from American Eagle.
No, because one day for work we had to wear business casual or whatever, so I wore my black leather shoes, and then at this time we had our chest freezer. I was refinishing it, so I came home from work, and instead of changing like a normal person, I just went down and started painting the freezer, and I got specks of paint on my shoes.
You're an insane person.
Okay, hold on, time out. Who paints? Why would you need to paint a freezer?
Because it was all beat up.
Yeah.
Were you reselling it, or you just wanted it to look nice in your garage?
No, it was when we bought our house, and the previous owners, I guess the guy used it as a workbench, basically.
A cutting board.
So the top was all chipped and cracked and beat to shit, so I just repainted it so it looks new. Looks nice.
Okay. I won't beat you up about that one. That's actually fine.
Yeah, but you'll beat me up for getting $400 shoes and having them resold. That's
nice. I'm not beating up about that. I'm just laughing at the fact you still get your workout shirt. That's the thing. I can't get off of this. These are workout shirts. The point is, it's a workout. You're supposed to sweat in it. It's supposed to get gross, get dingy.
You know what my workout shirts are? My workout shirts are like old, like free T-shirts I got like at a store.
Right.
You know, like they give you at a blood drive, like blood drive giveaways, T-shirts.
Exactly.
Right, like shirts you don't give a shit if they smell, like they get snagged on something.
5 mile run from 19. Exactly. Or, you know, yeah, from or, like yeah, 2009.
All right, fair enough. So, mind you, I teach people to work out. I'm a trainer, so I have to. I can't just wear like a fucking holy fucking stinky pit smelling like wife beater shirt. I have.
Why not? Hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on. Smelling has nothing to do.
Every trainer I've seen, they wear their shitty shirts.
Yeah, smelling has nothing to do. Smelling bad has nothing to do with how old your shirt is. If you wash your clothes and take a shower, it shouldn't really matter.
Well, they have like the pit stains.
Oh, I understand. Yeah, I get it. But again, when I go to the gym, I just go to work out. Like, I don't really fucking care. I mean, at the end of it, I'm going to have pit stains anyway. You know what I mean? Think about it.
Yeah, I'm all on Team Royce on this one. I wear just a regular, like, the shirt that I wake up in the morning, I'll wear that at the gym. I'm not trying to impress anybody at the gym.
Well, you know
However,
what it is?
if I'm training 20 people, you know, I can't look like an old fuddy-duddy.
By the way, fuddy-duddy, good callback. I like that word. And John is a man of finery. You know, he has finer things. You know, he gets his shirts tailor made. And Brendan in the chat says, do they have bouncers at the gym? Sorry, sir, your clothing is not to code. So you're at some sort of like disco gym where they don't even work out. They just watch videos about working out and drink martinis. Like my gym is an
my kind of gym.
My gym's an Anytime Fitness where I just wear whatever shit clothes I find. And I work out and I leave. You know, that's it. Like, I don't care. I don't need a fitted shirt to work out.
But it'd be nice.
No, it wouldn't.
Royce, I just sent you two photos of my workout shirt so you get an idea of like how awesome they are.
Just put them in the chat room.
I'll do it.
I have to send them to them because I don't know how to put them in the chat room because I'm an idiot.
Oh, from your phone? Oh.
Yes. Who's then? He can put them in the chat.
I'm trying to think if I've ever gotten anything tailored before. Well, I actually have a pair of jeans that I like, but they're too long and they bunch up at the bottom by my shoes, and I don't wear them. I don't want to get rid of the jeans because they're nice jeans, but I just don't ever wear them. So I should probably take them to a tailor so they could take a few inches off the bottom.
Well, I'm glad you worked that one out on your own.
All by yourself.
Hey, she's dogging you, bro.
I'm trying to say, wait, what?
John, thank you for a great laugh earlier.
You're welcome.
Well, I was laughing really hard. I was
look at that. Captain America, $5.
It was worth every penny, John.
That sounds like sarcasm.
So, because it was long sleeve. Oh, boy. Anyways.
I love it.
Anybody else do anything interesting this weekend?
Did we do anything?
Friday night I got super drunk all up. Well, I wasn't on my own, but I was with Mitch, but...
You sure
did. But she calls it on her own.
Because I was drinking a lot more than you.
Why were you getting so drunk?
Because it was Friday?
Yep.
It's Friday, Friday.
Yeah, Sherry was definitely drunk as Dr. Jack...
Dr. Jack.
Mrs. Hyde.
Yes.
Mrs. Hyde was definitely sending pictures Friday. You could always tell who's drinking or not.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah.
By the way, in that vein, is there anything better than plutonically sending boob pictures to your friends online when you're drunk?
I would argue no.
I don't think there's anything better.
Hello. I was going to say, I don't think John and I got any of these.
Oh, you know why? Maybe. First off, let's deal with Dutch. First off, maybe Dutch is because you decided a long time ago you don't want to be part of our little groups.
What do you mean, be part of your little groups? I'm on the show with you, asshole.
Every time.
Oh, back me up.
Oh, it has to be
yes, that's what we're on.
It can't just be
No. We're not changing for you.
Why does it have to be fixed?
Bill, a couple of
it's my boobs and I'm not changing for you.
Ha ha. Yeah, that's right. Dutch wants to be a part of the party, but he also wants to move into his house.
Well,
I love Dutch.
I want to be part of the
Dutch
party.
Wants,
on Facebook, you can be part of the party.
Dutch wants to be part of the party, but he wants to move into his house. He wants everybody to leave and go to his house. And we're like, no one wants to.
Like, yeah, putting your boobs out on Facebook that will be saved forever is a lot less risky than just sending it directly through a text message.
No, it's not. It's not about risk. It's about convenience. Exactly.
I had boob pics sent to me, but they weren't on Facebook Messenger.
And by the way, Dutch, your girlfriend is in our chat, and she could very well be showing it to you because that's her job.
That's
another
good point.
Being in our chat is.
Oh, you guys just
assume
she's gonna. Well, she does every once in a while. I go, they're all making fun of you about something here. I'm just like those motherfuckers.
Well, yeah.
I mean, we love you, so.
No, well,
I know. I know you guys. Yeah,
we would say it to your face,
but
I would say speak for yourself.
I know that,
but yeah, we just packed and stuff. I packed up on the weekend and for Okeechobee, we went shopping and nothing too crazy.
We went to
a hockey game this weekend.
Sounds
terrible.
Unless you wanted to finish something.
No, can't even think of it. I was really nothing.
Tell us about your hockey game.
So, Kelsey's mom bought me and Kelsey's two brothers and her husband, which is Kelsey's dad. She wanted all of us to have like a boys' night out, and so she got us Avalanche tickets, and they were playing the Buffalo Sabres. So that was on Saturday night. Now, when we were heading up there, I drove up with I don't think she's comfortable with me saying her family's names on air, so I'll just say there's older brother, younger brother, and dad.
Okay.
So I went up with the older brother, but he had to like drop his car off. Like right outside of Denver, and Denver from the Colorado Springs is by like, I don't know, like an hour and a half drive, depending on where the traffic is. But we were like maybe 30 minutes outside of it. And then he was like, I got to drop my car off here and then we'll take an Uber from here to go to the game. But he hit the Uber pool thing, which I didn't know existed until Saturday night.
Well, Royce, it only exists in certain parts of like big parts of town. Like if you're like in Denver or you're like inside the city, Uber pool, which is you could pick them more. It's really it's a lot.
Is that a pool party in a car?
It's a lot cheaper, but you have to pick up more people in the ride until the car.
Well, that's exactly what happened to us. So we left with a ton of time before the game, but we left thinking that we were going to get there so we could drink a lot of beers and just be hammered before we actually the game started. And so he accidentally selected the pool thing. And so he picked us up within one area, and we had to, like, go way out of our way to pick up this other guy. Because I guess, Royce, maybe you can explain it better. Like, how does this work where the pool thing is like, okay, so you set in your pickup location and your set-off location. And if you say Uber carpool or whatever it's called, you can pick up anybody along the way if they're going to your general vicinity. But it's half the cost because everybody splits the fare.
Correct.
Does that make sense?
Yes, correct.
So we went to go pick up this one guy from like who was like outside of this big Levi's store, And he didn't come out. And so after like 2 minutes, the driver's like, fuck it, and just like canceled the guy, and we kept going. And then we had to pick up these other people, and we had to go like 5 miles out of the way. And me and the older brother started getting a little irritated. We're like, why do we fucking select, you know, pick a pool? It seemed like it was like maybe a $5 difference.
Right.
When we initially selected it. But we were like, these guys better be going to the fucking game. And sure enough, they came out wearing Buffalo Sabres jerseys. Oh, we're so like, yay, you guys are going to the game. Cool. So we ended up going, and like it, what normally would have been like a $40 Uber ride only had costed us like $12.
Right.
Because
yeah.
Ripple split it. So,
well, that's
anyways,
cool.
So yeah. So
you didn't get raped.
Huh?
So you didn't get raped.
No, but it did take a lot longer than we anticipated.
Positive experience, which is always nice. You know what else happened? The Oscars happened.
Finished.
Well, oh, really? I was getting bored. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Okay.
No, I apologize. Go ahead.
So we get to the game, and the younger brother, he gets a little bold when he drinks a lot. And so he was yelling shit at, like, the opposing fans, because there was a lot of, like, Buffalo Sabre fans in here at the Avalanche game.
I hate people like that.
Okay, so he was like, you know, go back to New York! Whenever the Sabres scored, you know, like, he was just yelling. But here's the thing, he's a slight guy. Like, I mean, he's maybe, like, 6 foot, I don't know, maybe a buck 50. Mm-hmm. Like, he's not, like, a big dude. But he had a big mouth the more the night went on.
Doesn't that suck, so, by the way, when you're with people that do that and then you get roped into shit?
Oh, I'm about to get there. So
I know,
I'm
setting it up.
We go to leave. The game's over. So the Avalanche won. It was like 5-3 or something like that.
Right.
And everybody, you know, everybody in the stadium's in a good mood except for the Sabre fans or whatever. And so we're going down like, you know, those long staircase, whatever things. Everybody's filing out. And there was this guy who was at like the stoop of one of the turnarounds for the staircase, who was obviously sitting there waiting for some of his friends to come down. He was wearing a Sabres jersey. And the younger brother goes, shitty jersey, bro, with two thumbs up, and keeps walking. And this guy, who's only about, I want to say 5'5", maybe a buck 20,
Napoleon
gets pissed
complex.
Off. He was a very small guy, but he didn't like the fact that the younger brother gave him right. shit. And so he starts going, fuck you, man, fuck you, and starts, like, you know, going after him. And I don't think he realized there was me, the older brother, and the dad there as well. And we were just kind of like, hey, relax, bud, whatever. And so, but he gets, oh, and another thing, too, the younger brother just kept walking and left the three of us to deal with this now. So he's sitting there screaming, and we're just like, dude, relax, you're fine. And we start going down, and then he's just like, fuck you, pussies. And then me and the older brother stop and we're like, okay.
Whoa.
And we turn around and I have my hands in like my coat pocket or whatever. Like, we were basically outside at this point. And I kind of stand in front of the guy and I'm like, dude, I'm twice your size and there's four of us. You're not going to win in this situation. So just leave, man. This isn't going to go well for you. And then he like kind of like got taken back. He's like, why can't it just be one-on-one? I'm like, what?
I love when people when people call each other fucking names, the worst thing you would call each other, but then there's always guy who's like, yeah, bro, but it should be fair. I know I said your mother should get fucked by a cancer monkey, but right now though, right now, bro, one on one, have some honor, bro.
Well, no, like, what he was saying to me was like, I don't have a problem with you guys, I have a problem with that motherfucker over there. I'm like, dude, he's with us and we're not gonna sit by and have you, like, what era do you think this is in? Is what I said to him.
Yeah. Like, no, dude, era is that ever like allowed, by the way.
I was like, dude, like, you're, I looked at him, I was like, dude, you're gonna get your face caved in if you don't walk away. This is getting ridiculous. Come on. And he just kept like, and then he's like, all right, bro. And then we started walking away, and then he kept chirping at the younger brother, like, just kept like yelling stuff or whatever.
Well, he can't just let it be.
Huh?
He can't just let it be.
Of course,
but
not,
again,
because it's
again,
line, and
again,
saw
though,
him get called out by a guy who's twice
again,
his
but,
size.
But like most Dutch stories, him or his group was the one responsible for the issue to begin with, because that dude wasn't doing anything, and I hate
he wasn't.
I hate the fucking guy, and I used to get it every kind of game. the dude who they'll be. And by the way, I see some people show up with opposing teams' jerseys, and they're very nice. They're polite. They don't really make noise. They just sit there. And there's always a dude that's like, "Hey, fuck you, bro! What the fuck, bro? You faggot! You fucking faggot!" And then the thing is, the more they drink, because that's the thing, the more they drink, by the end of the game, they're like throwing cups at like the guy's kids because he's wearing a fucking
the opposing jersey, right?
Exactly. You get liquid courage, bro.
Well, no, this guy had group courage. He knew there was a bunch of people with him, and I'm talking about the guy in our group. Right. He had group courage, and he just, and then after, you know, the guy went his way with his girlfriend or whoever he was with at the time, and we all went our way, and we're like, dude, what the fuck was that, man?
Right.
He's like, what? I just said, hey, shitty jerseys, bro. And we're like, yeah, that's the definition of starting shit. Like,
any sports fan knows that after your team loses, you're already down in the dumps. Like, you're already angry. You know what I mean? Because even though it's irrational, even though sports is stupid, blah, 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 doesn't matter. When it's your team, at the end of a loss, you always feel terrible. And then when people are rubbing it in, you're already at your lowest, so it doesn't take much for your fuse to go off. No. It's not like you're wearing a Buffalo Sabres jersey at the grocery store and somebody goes, shitty jersey, bro. Then you probably would just laugh. You go, ha, fuck you. What are you, a blah, blah, blah fan? But you wouldn't even think, but it's because at that moment, it's the worst time. Because you're already at your lowest, and people that do that fucking suck. I really I try never to do that because I hate being that dude.
Well, also, like, it's one thing to do that, like, at home. Like, it's your home arena, and your team won, and their team lost, and then you can get heckled. And I've seen that multiple times at different games. Whatever. This guy just didn't take it well. It's the other way around. Like, I was at a Broncos game when the Raiders were playing against the Broncos, and the Raiders won. And there was Raider fans talking shit, and it's like, dude, you don't understand, like, 90% of the people around you right now are Broncos fans. So you might piss off this one group, but they're more likely to help them out than you out if shit actually starts getting weird. You know, as far as, like, you know, like a this guy just might kill this guy type of fight.
It's funny because Raiders...
That's the thing. It's like when you have those kind of balls, then it's like, all right,
Raiders fans,
you need to get hit in the mouth.
Raiders fans are basically the West Coast Philly fans because they're... No, they are, man. They're fucking brutal. The Raiders fans are brutal. There's always fights at those games. But
I saw every time I've been at a Broncos game where the Raiders are playing, I've seen at least two fights. Yeah.
Well, I mean, you're originally from Philadelphia, so you know all the real fucking... You know, like,
well, I mean, the problem. Philly stuff, we're not as
yes,
bad
you
as
are.
Says.
Yes, you are. Yes, you are. You threw batteries
you know?
At Santa.
Have you been there? Have you been at a game?
I've seen the videos of you guys throwing batteries at Santa Claus.
That's like Jets Dolphins games.
That was
there's
in
always 75. Like
five
in
okay,
every
hold on.
Section.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, is it the same way with the Dolphins and the people in their division?
By the way,
like with the Jets
all
or
I
Patriots
write,
or whatever?
All I write is R. Philly. That's all I wrote. And what came up, fans really that bad. I swear to God.
It's a reputation. It's not actual fact. It's the Raiders fans are that bad because I've seen them
firsthand.
See,
you defend
You've
your
never
team.
Seen, have you seen an Eagles fan? Have you been to a game with the Dolphins and the Eagles or whatever team that you support these days?
In Miami.
You jump around a lot. You're kind of a bandwagoner.
I'm never a
bandwagoner.
Well, Dutch,
in Florida, it's a melting pot of like all these like snowbirds
and
whatnot.
Yeah, so I see them all the time.
Yeah, so you'll see fights with every team from New York. You'll see, and it doesn't even have to be football. It can even be hockey, even with like people from Canada or Chicago. It's because they all have
all right,
like timeshares down here.
Dutch, okay.
I don't fuck with
Canadian
hockey fans.
Let's be fair. CSN, did a list here of 10 times Philadelphia fans are truly the worst. So I'm going to name them, and you could defend them.
I don't want to go down this road. I was more talking about just
really quick,
fight
but this is funny. There's something here I didn't know. That time, one guy intentionally threw up on an 11-year-old girl.
Now, I'm sure that happens every year at every stadium.
You're right, but this was intentionally. Some of the acts that followed this gallery, it was.
Intentionally.
That's what it
was
says.
It video? Oh, well, it's a video.
I'm going to read it now. But this one may be the most disgusting thing that ever happened in Philadelphia, a city, mind you, where Sam Bradford is worth millions. So disgusting things are commonplace. During a Phillies game, and you're right, Dutch, it was a long time ago. It was in 2010. A 21-year-old fan named Matthew Clemens and his friend were escorted by security out of their seats for unruly behavior. However, on their way out, Clemens reportedly leaned over and put two fingers down his throat. It started vomiting on the off-duty officer and his 11-year-old daughter.
Oh, my God.
That's great.
Oh, how delightful.
Here's the thing is that, like, the majority of sports fans are kind of assholes in the beginning.
I will agree.
Like, just to get, I mean, I'm a huge sports fan and I'm an asshole. So I can admit,
throwing up on a kid
is hilarious.
I can see me doing that at one point.
Okay, the next one.
The kid asking for it?
Yes. What was she wearing?
The time they beat up Chief Z. In 1983, Zema Williams, known for those associated with burgundy and gold, Chief Z hit the road for the Redskin-Eagles matchup. Dressed in his customary costume, Williams was beaten up twice during his visit to Veterans Stadium.
Okay, what did he do?
According to the Washington City paper, first two people...
He didn't beat up twice. Like, there has to be... Well, no. Must have been...
He was just their mascot. That's the problem. He was dressed like their mascot.
Oh, the mascot. Yeah, I'm sorry.
The mascot got beat up twice.
That's awesome. Actually, I'm kind of, you know, so far you haven't said anything that makes me not proud of my city.
There's the guy they beat up. It was a black guy. It was basically a hate crime.
That's their mascot? I thought they had a...
In the 80s.
Oh, wow.
In the 80s. First two people ripped his clothes and threw the feathers that he was wearing on his head.
You can't throw Holy feathers.
Well, the whole headdress to the upper deck and the seats below. It would be pale comparison what happened to him in the parking lot afterwards. Those same two attackers plus two more people assaulted Williams and, among other things, broke his leg. He had to use a wheelchair and crutches for the rest of the year. Next. Sorry, this is a great list. I don't know these things. The time they booed Donovan McNabb right after he was drafted.
Oh, no.
Okay, I'm starting to respect them. I mean, they're brutal, but it's respectable. Imagine you get a new job. The first time you appear before the co-workers, they boo you mercilessly.
Didn't they boo Kristaps Porzingis in New York when he got drafted by the Knicks just last year? And that kid is awesome.
And that's the level you're holding yourself up to, New York fans? You were really good with New York.
Yeah, I can't really go with that one.
They saw you're really good with your previous employer, but they don't. Okay, whatever. They booed Donovan McNabb. The time Ryan Howard had a beer bottle thrown at him.
Only one?
Ryan Howard have a
beer. McNabb shouldn't feel that bad. He's not the only icon from the city of brotherly love to be targeted for those who should adore him. This past June, Dutch, so it was a long time ago. Howard grounded out a home contest versus the Brewers, which is ironic. Then on his way back to the dugout, someone from the stands chucked a beer bottle at him.
Jeez.
The first baseman wasn't hit by the beverage, but now he has to keep...
Was it somebody from the an opposing fan who happened to be in the stands?
It doesn't say.
They love Ryan Howard in Philly. Ryan Howard's a baseball player, for people who don't know.
Royce, what do you think is worse, getting hit by a thrown battery or getting hit by a thrown beer bottle?
Probably beer bottle. The next one. The time if
this
you
is
fellows,
a car battery.
That would be worse then.
Holy shit.
The time if you fellows burned DeSean Jackson's jersey. Before the Redskins went into their stadium and officially won the 2015 NFC East title, as a result of smothering their team, a few Eagle brothers decided to burn a DeSean Jackson jersey. The whole scene was incredibly sketchy, and
everybody burns jerseys all the time. Stupid. So that's
the
dumb
time
one.
They totally embarrassed themselves against the Capitals. Another unfortunate sequence of events just before the Capitals and Flyers commenced their round playoff series last April. Ed Snyder, who had co-founded the Philadelphia hockey team, died after battling bladder cancer. So when the Flyers returned home to the Wells Fargo Center 3, every fan was given plastic bracelet, which were meant to serve tributes to the franchise owner. As it turns out, the bands ended up serving as mini projectiles that they were thrown on the ice in the final stage of a 6-1 Washington victory.
Holy crap. No.
Well, eventually the home side was assist.
Yeah, but here's the thing is that
he's
hockey,
defending it, folks. Here we go.
No, not defending. Poor I'm just saying this happens department. Everywhere. Listen to me. This happens everywhere. When you're given free shit and your team gets destroyed 6-1 and you're mad at your team, you throw anything you have on the ice. I'm not going to throw my stuff. I'm going to throw the free stuff that I was handed.
The time.
So you're saying if they gave out free bobbleheads, you'd throw a bobblehead on the ice?
That's actually happened multiple times. Dude, Vancouver is known for that. When their team does bad, just throw shit on the ice.
The time they had to eject the Phillies fan who was the time an ump had to eject the Phillies fan who was harassing him. Umpires usually responsible for ejecting players, but recently Bob Davidson had to toss a ticket holder from Citizens Bank Park. The reason?
He was heckling him too much?
Because the drunk guy told Davidson he sucked, not atypical behavior, sure, and reported to Davidson that he owned property on 69th Street. Hashtag nice, hashtag, I don't know what that means. I don't know.
What?
That must be an inside Philly reference that I don't get.
Okay.
The time they threw snowballs at Santa Claus with batteries in them.
Oh, my God.
Well, we know about that one. That was the 68. The time...
68, they were told they were going to have, like, Crosby, Stills, and Nash playing the halftime show.
And you know what? And they were mad
and
because
they
were...
Oh, no. This is the story. And the Santa came out and was flipping the crowd off.
Why
as he was
Santa
going around in
that?
His sleigh. That's the thing nobody understands is like, they threw snowballs at Santa. Yeah, Santa was a drunk dick who was flipping everyone in Veterans Stadium off.
I think they were just mad that they had to beat a Crosby, Stills, and Nash concert. The time one dude jumped
sounds
like the 60s. The one time a dude jumped into the penalty box with Ty Domi.
You guys ass handed to him.
2001, yeah. First off, who the fuck jumps into the penalty box with a professional hockey player? That's a death wish.
Professional hockey players are some of the most badass motherfuckers. Like, they will fight the fuck out of anybody.
They are
while
fucking,
on skates.
Yeah. Dude, they are fucking, they can hit you. I don't know how they can hit so hard on ice. Like, you would think if they hit each other, they would just skate back. But no, they fucking clock each other, you know?
That one video though, that fan that got on the ice and the entire I forget what the it might have been the Flyers, I don't remember, but the entire bench just grabbed the guy and you see like 18,000 fists just coming in and hitting this guy in the face.
That's a lot of fists.
It was I'll see if I can't pull up the video.
Hold on, I'm trying to pull up the Domi video right now because I haven't seen that one in a while. Domi fan fight, here it is.
That's it.
No volume?
It'll be here in a second.
No, it's muted.
Combination the NHL wants to see. Ty Domi in the middle of it. Second period, rough play here.
Oof. Nice
Domi
hit.
Lays out Luke Richardson. That'll hurt a lot for a long time. Third period, game tied at one. Richardson puts a vicious hit on Darcy Tucker. Tucker goes down hard. Domi's upset. Evening scores is his business. Tucker still down on the ice. Domi
Was the
going to the box for 2 minutes. Unsportsmanlike conduct, and this is where it gets dicey. His fans were throwing stuff at him, so he gives a squirt over the glass. Tucker being helped off. Another squirt, and here comes a fan from the second row. Ooh. Chris Falcone. Down he goes. Glass
breaks.
Uh-oh,
you're fucked now. Now he's in the fucking den of death with this guy.
A fracas.
Did the glass break
Domi
in or fall in?
Yeah.
Again, NHL cannot be pleased with this.
Yeah, you think?
Yeah, dude, Denny is just sitting here, grabbing the guy's collar and just laying rights into his face.
And you have two fucking refs in there trying to stop it.
But Cox called him off, and he was given a citation. There you see him. Domi is helped out of the box, then back into the box, served his penalty minute.
The fan was unsigned by the Toronto Maple Leafs.
Security keeping everybody out and was back, played some more.
Okay, well, that was pretty much it. Wow. What an idiot. What a fucking... Didn't that happen in basketball,
too? Do you really think you're going to win a fist fight with a hockey player?
Didn't that happen in basketball, too? Didn't that happen in basketball also?
Oh, multiple times.
Yeah, but recently...
With the Detroit Pistons or the Indiana Pacers.
Yeah,
dude. It was both of them. They were both playing each other. That was a long time ago. With Ron Artest, who actually went into the stands and just started punching everybody who came into the
I think it
was like a stupid white fan threw a fucking full beverage at him.
Why did he have to be white?
Because he was pasty white in Indiana.
I don't know.
Because a black guy would know better.
Yeah, Meta World Peace will fucking end your day. Like, fucking that guy is humongous.
He was our test back then.
Doesn't matter what he was. He was still humongous. No matter what he fucking called himself.
I just don't understand. Like, all NBA players are humongous. Even, the short guys are pretty big. Like, Steph Curry is 6'3", and I'm 6'2". That guy's still bigger than me.
Yeah.
And he looks tiny on the floor compared to these other giants he's playing against.
Oh, yeah. It's crazy.
But he's no Muggsy Bogues.
Yeah, because...
Nah, it was a gimmick.
He was, yeah, he was over. He was overrated. He was only because he was short. He wasn't really that good.
No, who is good, who's short, is Isaiah Thomas.
Yep.
Not the old Isaiah Thomas, the new one. No relation.
Whoa, what?
Like this guy's he's 5'9" and plays for the Celtics. Just type in his highlights on YouTube while we're in break here, John.
I will check them out at break. Why don't we do that, Dutch? Because I got
to. All right, let's go to break.
We'll be back.
More Like Radio.
MoreLikeRadio.com, the new standard in internet radio.
By the way,
the Nerd Hour.
The Sunny Show!
Masters of None.
360 on 420.
Welcome to the Cut Print Film Podcast.
The Conti and Kenny Show.
OSW Review.
My time now.
It's time for Dutch and Royce. No! Get ready for Hippo Juice.
The Elvis and Albert Show.
The Cousin Joe Show.
It's High Society Radio.
You're listening to Atomicast.
More Life Radio!
Talk Radio Meltdown.
Yeah, the exactly. Book is fucking funny, though.
Oh, yeah.
Of the few books I've read.
You read it?
Yeah. I read a book and it didn't have pictures in it. And they didn't pop up at me.
It also didn't moo when you pushed a button.
Talk Radio Meltdown.
Hey, you didn't say yes when I proposed to you. You said don't be a dick and then you punched me right in the vault, boy.
Well, because you're a cunt.
Talk Radio Meltdown on More Like Radio. Every Friday from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern. Listen live at morelikeradio.com.
Hey, it's Royce. Introduce everyone.
That's in parentheses. Don't actually say that.
Fuck! Okay, let's try again. Hey, it's Bob.
Nope.
Introduce
it. That's not your name.
Did we do it?
Hi, I'm Eric Nagel.
No! That's his name!
Wait.
You're listening to It's Royce Lopez. I'm Eric Nagel. Thanks for listening. Hey, it's Royce. Anne Marie.
Hey.
Dutch. Kyle.
Hi.
Mark.
Hey.
And John.
Hi.
When you're done listening to this week's episode of It's Eric Nagel, you should check out the Hippo Juice podcast for More Like Radio.
Hey, it's Royce.
No!
Hi, I'm Marie.
No, stop. When you're done listening to this week's episode of It's Eric Nagel, you should check out the Hippo Juice podcast for More Like Radio. We talk about comedy things and news stories.
Florida stories!
And yeah, also that it's on iTunes. Google Play.
Where else?
MySpace page.
No.
So just search More Like Radio and you'll find Hippo Juice and a whole bunch of other cool shows. And if you want to listen live, every Wednesday, 7 p.m., morelikeradio.com, you can find our show.
/live. So remember, sign up for the Hippo Juice podcast on More Like Radio.
And make sure you keep listening to It's Eric Nagel because that guy rules. Boom. Promo.
There we go.
Nailed it. Good job.
There you go, Eric.
Not as good as we're going to do.
Nailed it.
More Like Radio listeners, do you consider yourself a movie fan? Interested in finding out the latest entertainment news via the big screen and small? Well, have your faith shaken no more. With the help of Chris Wetton and Mark Mixon, listen to our epic podcast, The Real Thing, Wednesday nights from 6 to 7 p.m., exclusively on morelikeradio.com.
Did you know you can listen to any of the More Like Radio shows on the go? Download TuneIn Radio on your smartphone and search More Like Radio and never miss a show.
Hey, are you sitting around bored on Sundays between noon and two? Well, why don't you check out The Sully Show on More Like Radio? Join myself, JT, Adam Punchy, Danielle, and Greg for all the humor you can think of, and of course, us making fun of each other. What more can you want? Again, The Sully Show is live Sundays noon to 2 Eastern with replays throughout the week. We look forward to seeing you every Sunday right here on The Sully Show on MoreLikeRadio.com.
Hey, you. Yes, you guessed 10,542. Change your username. And while you're in a More Like Radio live page listening to fine quality programming, notice the banner ad just slightly above the chat room It's a link to something you want in Amazon. Click it. It's probably reminding you to order something you need from Amazon.com. Don't leave MLR and type the URL like a sucker. Just click the link and it'll open in a new window. This way you can buy your shit and continue listening to the show. Now, change your username. It's right there on the right, stupid.
Are you too broke to go to the movies, yet want to go anyway? No problem. Just go to www.dealflix.com and use the promo code MLR to get 10% off your ticket purchase. Some movie theaters charge between $11 and $18 per ticket. Don't be stupid and pay that much. Just go to dealflix.com using the promo code MLR and you'll get 10% off your ticket purchase. Again, that's dealflix.com, promo code MLR.
MoreLikeRadio.com. Because mean people need to laugh too.
Take the edge off. MoreLikeRadio.com. It's like rap music you can understand.
Damn, it feels good to be a gangster.
Sometimes a man needs guy time, but all the time he needs his woman.
Oh, Steve.
Oh, my God. What happened? Did he hurt you?
Hey, she's fine. We're fine.
She doesn't look fine.
Are you ready to die over this? Seriously?
Is this how you want your hike to end? Hi, I'm John Hamm. Over 100% of all domestic disputes are just two people trying to work stuff out. You getting involved isn't going to help. You don't know what's going on. I don't care what you think you see. Just keep your eyes down and keep walking. For more information on how to not get involved, go to www.don'tbeahero.com.
Second hour, Dutch and Royce here at MoreLikeRadio.com. Our number is 954-573-2780. Or you can go to MoreLikeRadio.com/live to check us out. We got a chat room. We got video. We have all kinds of stuff. Do we have an Instagram account? I don't know why we would have one. No? Instagram?
Instagram?
No, we don't have. I don't think so.
Oh, do we have an Instagram account?
No.
Okay. Like I said,
do
I didn't
we
know.
Not? I don't know.
I'm just trying to plug all the important parts here.
I feel like we have like a more like radio Instagram that we don't update.
Yeah. I didn't think that thing was going to take off, but it did. It definitely superseded Twitter.
Well, that's because Facebook bought it.
Yes.
Uber CEO check this out. Uber CEO Travis Kanalik apologized for treating a driver disrespectfully.
Oh.
Apparently, it says... In a memo to Uber employees posted to the company's blog, CEO Travis Kanalik has apologized for his behavior on a leaked video showing him fighting with an Uber driver over falling fares in February. Oh, there's a leaked video. Hold on. Let me get the video.
Ooh, let's see it.
I liked leaked videos.
Wait, so he was getting in an argument with an Uber driver over falling fares? That's strange.
Over the, well, let's see. It says here, Uber's very bad year, continuing in more of an toxic work environment, starting at the top comes to light. This because they were on Trump's team, by the way. This is the real reason they,
Right.
Oh my God, this fucking thing wants me to turn off my ad blocker. Does it not understand what age we live in and what a pain in the ass that is?
Yes, that's why they're telling you to turn off your ad blocker.
Fuck off, seriously.
Because they can't make money. I'm not defending it. It's annoying.
Uber's very bad years, blah, 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 blah. In the video recorded by driver Fawazi Kamal, CEO driver Kanalik sits in the back between two women on Super Bowl Sunday. I make sure every year is a hard year. Kanalik said in the video, that's kind of how I roll. I make sure every year is a hard year. If it's easy, I'm not pushing hard enough. That competitor becomes even more apparent as the video progresses as Kanalik is prepared to exit. Kamal brings up the Uber Black business and accuses Kanalik of lowering fares again. Uber Black is their I'll tell you what that is. It's like their version of the taxi where you have to get all the same licenses as a taxi. So you're basically a taxi driver. Kamal says he's been driving since 2011, and the rates have dropped from $20 to just $2.75 a mile. Kamal claims $20.
$20?
That's what they say. That doesn't sound right, though. Kamal says
That's not right at all.
No, it doesn't sound right at all. I know it's not right. Kamal's $20 claim couldn't be verified. In 2012, the rate was $4.90 per mile. That sounds better.
Okay. There you go.
That's still a significant drop, though. It's currently $3.75 a mile for Uber Black drivers. Bullshit, Kalik replied. Kalik tried to explain that Uber launched cheaper models due to increased competition. The driver then told Kalik that the company had cost him $90,000 and now he was bankrupt. There's no way the CEO of Uber is bankrupt. That's why Kalik lost his temper. Oh, Kalik says that, Kalik lost his temper. He says, you know what? Some people don't like to take responsibility for their own shit. They blame everything in life for somebody else. Good luck, Kalik said before leaving the car. Uber not immediately respond to the request for comment of the video.
So basically, the driver found out that the guy who was in his car was the Uber CEO and got...
Here's the video.
There we go.
It's really long.
6 minutes. I'm
trying to see if I get it.
Well, yeah, go towards the end because apparently that's where the majority of the...
Everybody, all right. We started high end. We didn't go low end because we wanted to. We went low end because we had to, because we'd be out of time.
Hey, what, a lift? It's a piece of cake right there.
No, it seems like a piece of cake because I've beaten them. But if
I don't know, whatever. I'm not going to do it. We read it. It just seems so to figure out exactly where it's pulled from. But apparently,
is Lyft available on everywhere that Uber is available
no.
as well?
In our neighborhood, we don't have Lyft.
Hmm.
We only have Uber. Do you have both?
That's the only competition that I know. Yeah, we have it here. Well, I know they have it in Denver. Colorado Springs, I need to double check. But
John, do you have both?
Yeah. Lyft and also Uber. And also Uber Eats.
And Uber, or Lyft's big thing is you can tip the driver from your phone.
Yeah, that is nice, as Royce can attest to.
Well, I mean, yeah, Kels always wants to tip in cash whenever we get Uber.
But who has cash?
That's my problem.
I never have cash.
I would, but I don't have any cash. Sorry.
Hey, at least you guys try. Most people I would don't even fucking try, so most people don't tip. Most people are dicks, so.
I'm like 100 feet away from being able to get a lift. Like, I'm looking at their map. And their boundary is like 100 feet away from my house.
100. Okay, well then just take an Uber. Just take an Uber to that 100 feet boundary and take a lift.
Is that hilarious. Convenient?
Wait, Mitch. Like looking because I've been to your house before. Like which way? Like if you
by
look
the trailer
at,
parks.
If you look right outside your front, is it left or right?
It's to the right by the trailer parks. That's like the boundary.
That's funny. That's weird. I've never used Lyft before. My sister uses Lyft all the time. She loves it because they have cheaper rates. And because they have cheaper rates, but they allow the tip option, like that's what makes them competitive, I guess. I don't know.
Right. I guess that makes sense. If you give a vehicle for tipping, people will do so. So you don't have to.
Well, it's a whole model of like the restaurant industry. Like we're
exactly.
going to pay our people less, but.
You're going to tip them.
No.
Yes. Yeah,
which is Lyft
is
still
in,
retarded.
Lyft is in Orlando, but it's not in my city, like which is not mm-hmm. which is outside of Orlando. I just looked it up.
Lyft is treating workers like they're in the service industry, and Uber is treating them like a more of a minimum wage thing.
Right.
I mean, kind of. I mean, the thing is that they don't want to add tips for their dumb reasons because they say that if... And the truth is, like, when you speak to some people, they just play dumb because they don't even... Not play dumb, but they really don't know. They think the tip is included. Like, they think that. They're not being malicious.
Well, because Uber's not asking for it.
Yeah. So, I don't know. Whatever.
Do you have any good Uber stories for us, or...?
Recently, no. I haven't had anything that's really been exciting.
Stellar.
A lot of Asians lately. I don't know why.
Is there a convention?
Of Asians? I don't know.
Maybe they're on vacation. Maybe it's their spring break.
Asian break?
There.
Asian vacation?
Yeah.
That sounds efficient.
I guess. Don't they like sleep in those little micro hotels that are basically the little tubes that they fucking use in the banks? They just sleep in those?
Pretty much.
You just jets them around?
Yeah, fucking, they're terrible. It sounds terrible over there.
We haven't gotten to this all night. The Oscars.
Oh, well, Royce tried to earlier.
And by the way, that was my fault. I thought you were done. I was just being a dick. But the Oscars, I didn't see them. Did anybody
else
watch them?
Chelsea and I did watch them live.
I'm glad you did. I from what I'm reading, this is the lowest rated Oscars in like 10 years. I don't know why.
Well,
but
because here's the thing, dude, is I was watching and they really have kind of trimmed it down to like only giving out, you know, maybe 10 to 15 awards of like, you know, things people care about, like, you know, technical support, sound awesomeness. Like they do that days in advance.
Mitch, can you pull up the list?
Mitch,
can you pull up the winners list while we're talking?
Yeah, I'll look it up. Yeah.
Go for it.
Yes, you know.
So we were watching it, but we had it like we had it recorded, and we started watching it like 45 minutes after it started, right? So we could just fast forward through the commercials.
Sure.
And by the time we got to the end, it was like, you know, live.
Right.
Except there wasn't, because we missed the moment that the end of the, you know, the very ending.
Of course, I saw that. I saw that online.
I did too, because we had to, because we were like, wait, what happened? And then we tried to push play, and it already had skipped that whole moment between Faye Dunaway and Warren Beatty fucking up, saying who was the best picture of the year.
Poor Dick
which
Tracy.
Ended up being, you know what, by the way, before we even get to that part, like, I thought Jimmy Kimmel was hilarious, because he said multiple times, especially in his opening monologue, that, like, nobody's seen any of these movies. And
that's
the truth.
That's true.
Dude, that's the reason why I think it's one of the most lowest rated things, because who on earth has seen any of these fucking... I didn't see...
I say something else?
The one
up?
I did watch, we watched last night, was Hacksaw Ridge, which was pretty good.
Can I say what I want to bring up? Something I wanted to bring up, and that's... Last year, I remember it's already been a year, wow, though we were talking about the controversy was people said not enough black films and actors were nominated, right? Remember, we talked about this. Last year, there was a controversy. Boycott the Oscars. Chris Rock was hosting.
And Jimmy Kimmel actually addressed that in his monologue. It was hilarious.
Okay,
but
because now my point is, again, I know this isn't a popular thing to say because you're labeled as something, but this is just an unbiased view from a Hispanic person here. That's my race card that I pull, so I could say this. It feels like they overdid it. Like, it feels like they went like, oh my God, they got Mad Enough last year. Every movie's a black movie! Like, you know what I mean? They freaked out, you know, and overreacted.
The movie that won was a black movie.
Yeah, I know.
And I guess the movie that sort of won but didn't win because they fucked up reading the card was a white movie. And there was this whole, like, racial...
Oh, it was La La Land, which Mitch said he hated.
It was fucking so terrible. I hated
that. Was
it
bad?
So boring. We stopped halfway through. We couldn't watch it anymore.
By the way,
was it a musical? I don't know anything about this film at all.
Well, see, it's like it is a musical, but the thing is, like in a normal musical, they're actually like singing and progressing the story along. In La La Land, there's just music playing while they dance for like 10 minutes at a time. With no dialogue, no nothing happening. It's really fucking weird, and it was boring and stupid.
How hot was Ryan Gosling, though?
I mean, he was fine, but his looks couldn't get over how boring the movie was.
Now, by the way, if Mitch was a black woman, that would have sounded a lot different. He was fine. Like, so it all depends. Context matters. Brendan says he calls it the virtue signaling awards. The other thing... they completely did it, but have you ever seen a hack tornado of joke be born? Because I did. As soon as that thing happened, because that it started trending,
everybody making the same joke
and the same joke that everybody
what
did.
What was the joke?
The
I didn't see.
Hacks.
What was it?
What were the jokes?
At least La La Land won the popular vote.
Oh,
every comic. every comedian, every open micer, every person with a fucking Facebook or Twitter. It was – I've never been more disappointed in America. I thought maybe Trump. But no, this is worse. Not Trump. This was worse because I'm like, you fucking hacks. We have become so PC now that the big joke that everybody can make is the same dumb, stupid joke. I've been on a fucking tear lately calling idiots out for these dumb things because I'm sick of this goddamn hive mentality. I'm sick of it.
I actually thought a better joke would be, what was it? Wasn't there another mix-up with Miss America when they said Steve Miss America?
Jimmy Kimmel, actually, the first thing he said was when everything was going on, it was just complete chaos on stage. And the first thing Jimmy Kimmel said was, I blame Steve Harvey for this.
Yeah, exactly. Because it was the same thing where they announced the wrong Miss America. They announced the wrong Oscar. That's at least a little bit better of a joke than popular vote, but whatever. Because they didn't win the popular vote. The guy handed the announcer the backup Emma Stone card instead of the best film card.
By the way, Mitch, do you have the list?
Yeah, I put it in the chat.
Okay, so I'll read it. You're right, though. I'm wondering much.
Hold on. Before you go to that, though, if we're talking about Jimmy, I wanted to get to – there was a couple of points of Jimmy Kimmel's opening monologue that was funny. Did you guys hear about him trashing Meryl Streep to her face?
No.
Yeah, but it was tongue-in-cheek. It was making fun of the
– it was tongue-in-cheek, and it was sarcastic, and it was – I think it was funny. You want to hear it real quick?
Yeah, I want to hear it.
There you go.
But we're also here to honor the actors who seem great but actually really aren't. And of all the great actors here in Hollywood, one in particular has stood the test of time for her many uninspiring and overrated performances.
They film over, they pan the camera over to Meryl Streep. Hold on, let me.
Her mediocre early work in The Deer Hunter and Out of Africa, to her underwhelming performances in Kramer versus Kramer and Sophie's Choice, Meryl Streep has phoned it in for more than 50 films.
I thought that was funny.
Best supporting actor winner was Mahershala Ali for Moonlight.
Mahershala Ali. He's the guy that was in. He was the bad guy in Luke Cage.
He was in Luke Cage.
He's awesome.
And apparently that movie was nobody saw it, but everybody says it's awesome. So I don't know.
It's already.
I'd never even heard of it.
You could watch it already. It's already out on DVD.
I'm with Mitch. I've never heard of it.
I never heard of it either.
Jeff Bridges, Hell or High Water was nominated. Lucas, we'll just read the winners. Best makeup and hairstyle, Star Trek Beyond. The winner was Suicide Squad. Suicide Squad?
Oh, yeah.
Oscar winner Suicide Squad.
are you serious?
Just for makeup and hair, yeah.
That's ridiculous.
Who are the other ones?
They did have good makeup. Ov. You can't deny that.
A Man Called Ov and Star Trek Beyond. No, the makeup was good. Costume design. The winner was Fantastic Beast and Where to Find Them.
So fucking boring.
Throw a bone to J.K. Shithead. Best documentary, O.J. Made in America. That was really good. That's ESPN
the first
one.
Time ESPN has ever won an Oscar.
It was so – Marie and I just finished watching it. It was so fucking good. It was.
we got hooked into it immediately.
But it's such a dead story.
No, hey, it's not.
In my opinion. I haven't seen it.
No, you have to watch it.
Hold on.
I understand. I'm going to watch it. But my first thought when I saw that was like, dude, this is a. How many more documentaries are we going to make about OJ? But apparently,
I will say this. So. I will say this, Dutch. Sherry and I are watching American Crime Story right now. It's really fucking good.
It's so good.
That's a TV. That's the one on FX where OJ Simpson is played by Cuba Gooding Jr. John Travolta. Watch that, too, because that's really good. The thing is, this documentary, each episode is an hour and a half. So, first off, they have made a lot of documentaries about it. But this is the first time, just the first episode is an hour and a half. Of all the stuff about OJ that you don't know about, his sports career, high school, interviews they found that they've never aired. So if you only watch the first episode, you go, wow, what a great 30 for 30 on OJ Simpson, an amazing rusher, broke so many yards, because it's done like 30 for 30. But then the second episode's called The Murder, and then you're like, uh-oh. But it's done amazing. I mean,
I've heard it was amazing.
Yeah, it's really good.
And I watched the acceptance speech of the two people who did it. Mm-hmm. Was like this... Blaxican guy and a white woman, who who were up, who were the producers, I guess, or the directors and producers who were up accepting the award, and they said that the whole film was for the ones who got killed.
Yeah,
for Nicole Brown and Goldman,
the Goldman family.
They said this was for them to tell, basically, the travesty that happened to them.
Watch it, Dutch.
Oh, yeah.
You will not be disappointed.
I will. Oh, no. I already have it saved. Like, I'm going to watch it.
There were a lot of things I learned from that. I had, my eyes were opened. Because I only kind of remember the whole incident.
Yeah, the thing
I was
like,
nine.
It's been a while. So rewatching it with, like, fresh eyes as an adult.
Yeah.
You notice things that you didn't notice when it first happened. You're like, holy shit.
I remember
shit.
When that was going down, my mom and dad were just every day that TV was on.
My parents too. My parents same
everything.
Way.
Everything. Yeah. Everybody. My parents were just hooked.
Best sound mixing, Hacksaw Ridge. Best supporting actress, Viola Davis Fences. She's great. She's a really great actress.
Yeah, but her speech, wow, was that a pat on the back for it? She at one point said, this is the only profession that actually tells true stories.
What?
Like, it was, dude, she's one of those, like, thespian actors. Ugh. That, like, thinks that acting is the savior of the world. And that was her entire speech.
Is it really a fucking savior? Shut up. Look, I like movies, too, but you're just pretending to be somebody else. Best foreign film, The Salesman. Best animated short, Piper. Best animated feature, Zootopia. That makes sense.
Zootopia! I like that movie, actually.
That really was good.
Best production design, neither of I. Best production design, La La Land. Best visual effect, The Jungle Book. That was really cool. Best film editing.
I got shocked by that one. I was like, oh, okay, cool, because the entire movie is basically green screen.
Best film editing, Hacksaw Ridge.
Which was good. I watched that last night. Actually, it's a fairly decent movie, guys.
Best documentary short, The White Helmets. Best live action short, Sing. Best cinematography, La La Land. Best score, La La Land. Best song, City of Stars, La La Land. Best original screenplay, Manchester by the Sea. Best adapted screenplay, Moonlight. Best director, Damien Chazelle, La La Land. Best actor, Casey Affleck, Manchester by the Sea. Okay, there was controversy with Casey Affleck because apparently he was accused of harassing women. So there was a bunch of people that were mad at him. Like, there's articles everywhere. Mitch, pull it up. Casey Affleck.
Really? Because during the ceremony, everybody was happy for him.
Oh, yeah? That's not what HuffPo says.
Oh. Is that why Denzel had, like, a nasty-looking face whenever he was giving his speech?
That's because Casey Affleck thanks Denzel Washington for teaching him how to act. And when they panned to Denzel
Washington... Well, Denzel Washington, first of all, needs to stop dyeing his hair. He had jet black hair, and it was uncomfortable to look at.
Yeah, it is pretty bad.
It was soy sauce.
It's like Coach K from Duke. It's like, dude, we know you're in your 60s. Like, there's no way.
And here's the article. Like, what we lose when we give awards to men like Casey Affleck. White men. Oh, this is already going to be a really good article, guys.
Yeah, boy.
Hey, do me a favor and buckle in, please. White men in entertainment can get away with anything. That one soul deadening lesson has been drilled into women's heads recently. We saw reality TV star Donald Trump. How do they go back to Trump with everything? Donald Trump caught on tape sexually harassing female colleagues and giggling about it, grabbing women by the pussy. That was a joke. And we saw America electing president. We got it. We all live on the same planet. We found
out they're trying to compare Casey Affleck to fucking Trump.
Why not? They compare
Why
everyone else
you?
To
Affleck. For those who aren't aware, stands accused. By the way, accused. That word is important.
Not convicted.
That word is important. I'm really sick. I'm fucking sick. Accused. I could accuse anybody of anything right now. I could lie if I wanted to. I could accuse anybody of anything.
Yeah, Royce has been accused of being a pedophile to rabbits.
Everybody knows that. I just think they're so cute when they're little. I mean, I would
not
never do
that. Not regular rabbits, underage rabbits.
Little baby rabbits.
Little baby bunnies.
You know what did it?
And
you know,
he's accused of it.
You know what did it, Dutch? The female rabbit in Space Jam. That'll do it.
Woo!
Affleck, for those who aren't aware, stands accused of sexually terrorizing female colleagues. On the set of his 2010 mockumentary, I'm Still Here, this allegedly included everything from referring to women as cows to insisting that one employee, Amanda White, share his hotel room, then deluging him with abusive text messages when she refused. Another woman Magdalena Gorka, says she woke up in a private hotel room to find Affleck curled up next to her in bed wearing only his underwear and a t-shirt. According to her complaint, when Gorka managed to get Affleck out of her room, he allegedly rallied crew members to harass and bully her until she was quiet. That's what he's accused of. But again, accused.
So now, it was a mockumentary. Well, whatever. I'm not gonna
by the way, want to point out, Hollywood didn't
was
have
he a, doing a character? Like, I mean,
Hollywood didn't have a problem standing up and applauding Roman Polanski, who was
convicted
and a pedophile who's convicted.
How dare any of them say a shit about that kind of stuff?
By the way, Meryl Streep, one who stood up for, who was standing up and clapping for Roman Polanski when they gave him his Lifetime Achievement Award. Just making sure. Don't forget. Never forget. Hashtag, right?
By the way, like, that was her 20th nomination a couple nights ago. Like, Jesus Christ. Like, actually, Jimmy Kimmel did he was like, yeah, she's nominated for her 20th thing, and she didn't even make a movie this year. They just wrote her in just out of habit.
You know what it is with Meryl Streep is that she wins a lot of them, but like, then you start thinking, like, but are you telling me that with this many actors and actresses, female, whatever they're called now, broad actors.
She works a lot. Like, she does a ton of movies.
Yeah. Best actress is Emma Stone for La La Land. Best picture, Moonlight. That was the whole mix-up with La La Land.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So that was the...
Which, by the way, that uncomfortable moment of the guys from all... By the way, they were like... midway through, like, they had already had two people go, two of the producers and the director already given like their acceptance speech, and they had like the third producer up there. They were midway through all the accolades.
Ooh,
was God. When everything kind of like came apart, and they were like, hey, yeah, apparently we didn't win. Guys, Moonlight, you guys won. And everybody kind of like just sat there. And did you guys see it?
Yeah, no. I saw the video.
I didn't see it.
Can you pull it up, Royce? I can try and pull it up, but I have to send it to you. Just the awkwardness of them going, no, this isn't a joke. Like, you guys actually won. There was a screw up. And then Warren Beatty had to get on the mic and be like, yeah, we didn't read this correctly. Because it was because Warren Beatty pulled out the card. He said, and the Oscar goes to, and he's looking at it. And he looks at it, and then you see him digging around in the card as if in the envelope looking for another card because he looks back at the card.
And the other person up there was the one that babbled everything.
Well, it was Faye Dunaway, and everybody's just sitting there thinking Warren Beatty's being Warren Beatty by fucking around. And he's sitting there like just confused going like, no, this isn't – I don't – and then he kind of like turns the card towards Faye Dunaway going like, can you see what I'm seeing? And she just goes, La La Land. And it's like, that, like, no. Because apparently the card he was reading said Emma Stone for La La Land. Because he got handed the card from the award that happened literally moments before that.
Apparently what happened was there was a backup card. I guess the Oscars have backup cards in case they lose the first one. And so instead of getting handed the right card, they got handed the backup of the one from before.
Who's getting fired for this?
Right?
Go ahead, play it. Okay.
You can almost see the confusion on Warren Beatty's face.
For Best Picture.
For a moment, even looking off stage before eventually handing the card to Faye Dunaway, who made the announcement.
I love how he pawned it off on her. Like, by the way,
he's like, here, you do it.
I pawned it off. I think he's like, this isn't right. This isn't, look at this and tell me I'm not crazy right now. Because what should have happened there was she read it. They both look at each other and they both go, we think we got handed the wrong card, you guys.
That's what should have happened.
And he handed it to her and she just did her drugged up, drunken ass, whatever. She was looked like she was on something.
Can I see what she looks like?
La La Land. The cast and producers of La La Land claiming the final Oscar of the night and were into their third acceptance speech when it became clear something was wrong.
This is not a joke.
By the way, remember, these are the same people that know how to run the country and what politics are bad. Remember.
Exactly.
They know how to run the country. They can't run a goddamn award show. So everyone fucking calm down. They're fucked up people just like we are.
I love this.
I'm afraid they read the wrong thing. This is not a joke. Moonlight has won Best Picture. Moonlight.
Apparently, Beatty had been given the wrong
envelope.
Did you
see him yank it out of Warren Beatty's hand? Did you see him yank it out of
Warren Beatty's hand? Oh, yeah, yeah.
He was not happy.
Why'd you back it up that far?
I didn't mean to.
When it became clear something was wrong.
This is not a joke. I'm afraid they read the wrong thing. This is not a joke. Moonlight has won Best Picture.
Yoink.
Moonlight.
Apparently, Beatty had been given the wrong envelope. Instead of Best Picture, he had been given a duplicate envelope for the Best Actress in a leading role.
I opened the envelope, and it said, Emma Stone, La La Land. That's why I took such a long look at Faye and at you.
At that point, he shouldn't have explained it. He should have just left. You're not going
to. No, you have to explain it at that point. That was that is the crescendo of the evening, and Warren Beatty has a reputation uphold. I would have done the exact same thing.
I wasn't trying to be funny.
Auditing company PricewaterhouseCoopers in charge of the Oscar votes and the envelopes, releasing a statement saying the presenters had mistakenly.
Bryce Waterhouse Cooper, I guarantee you, is going to be fucking not there next year.
Been given the wrong category envelope, and when discovered, it was immediately corrected. We are currently investigating how this could have happened. Backstage, La La Land star Emma Stone was gracious about the mix-up.
God,
of course she's gracious. She already had an Oscar.
Yeah, I already got one.
So much. I am so excited for Moonlight.
I'm sure everybody saw my face, but I was speechless.
Yeah, a lot of people left speechless.
All right, we're done with you.
Well, that explained it.
What about Nicole Kidman not knowing how to clap hands like a normal person?
Oh, that was the other thing.
What?
Everyone's losing their mind about the way. Mitch, can you post a
I must have missed that.
Nicole Kidman clapping.
What was bothering me was I was trying to find the video, and I kept on, for whatever reason, the internet, like, enlarged her hands, but the person next to her got caught up in that Photoshop, and so his hands and his face got enlarged as well, so I couldn't see what they were like based. See, like, so I mean the guy to his left.
Hey, what's happening?
But is there
I see like a video of it? Like it's just a weird picture Photoshop. At least a GIF.
I'm trying to find the GIF. I'm trying to see if I could get this GIF.
Yeah, I'm going to see if I can find it too.
So weird, like what the internet like decides.
Because I want to know who this guy is and like in
got it.
What movies he's in.
So it looks like Nicole had a very heavy ring on her middle or ring finger, and she didn't.
Oh my God, she doesn't know how to clap.
It looks like she was trying
not
to.
Her fingers are spread apart.
It looks like she was trying not to ding her jewelry. Like whatever ring was on her hand was probably millions of dollars, and or she just freshly manicured her nails. I don't know, but it doesn't look like her hands want to touch.
Basically, for the listening audience, just imagine you just pushing your fingers out as wide as you can and only clapping your palms.
If she were
but
doing,
then what about the guy with the gigantic hands next to her?
If she were doing
those are big hands.
That motion, but up and down, she would be doing the Hercules.
Yeah, that's what it is.
There you go. Yeah, it's the Hercules cap. That's awesome.
And then her response was she had like $500,000 worth of jewelry on her hands.
Ew, shut up. We get it. You got money. But you also fuck Tom Cruise. Nothing that fixes that. You got
She's fucking Keith Urban now, who's like 3 inches shorter than her.
Hey. Keith African American.
Oh, Jesus. Like, how far are we going to go?
As far as humanly possible. Oh,
there you go.
Good. There it is. Hercules. That's exactly
she's doing
what she
the Hercules clap.
That's what she's doing. Oh, Mitch, can you just get that picture? Just add Hercules, please. Like the GIF? Because it should be simple, right?
Yep.
Oh, thank you.
Clapping is hard.
And bust that puppy right to Imgur.
Imgur, right.
By the way, did you see the Kellyanne Conway controversy? She had her feet up on the couch. And everyone was losing their fucking minds today.
Please explain that one
Kellyanne
for the listeners.
Conway?
Okay, Kellyanne Conway is the advice, Donald Trump's advisor, the woman who looks like a blonde lady.
Oh, she was, oh, right.
She had her feet up on the couch. Of course, liberals, oh my God, get your feet up on the couch, blah, 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 blah. So I asked Mitch to do me a favor, and I asked Mitch to make me a GIF.
You asked me to make a picture originally.
No, I asked for the GIF as a GIF.
Read it.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, I know what I did. Don't fucking act like you were fucking...
Well, Imgur wasn't working because Amazon crashed the internet.
Then we'll get to that. So Mitch makes the Chappelle playing Rick James saying, fuck your couch, the GIF. Yeah. But he puts Kellyanne Conway's face on it. Mitch, can you post it in the chat? He posts Kellyanne Conway's face on it. And it was one of the funniest things I have ever seen.
It was pretty hilarious.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess.
Fuck your couch.
I guess everyone was just really upset that she was degrading the couch in the Oval Office with her shoes.
She
but
was sitting on her knees.
Here's
like
what
cares.
Happened. And exactly. What really happened was that the cameraman told her to put her legs up because her knees were in the picture for a second. And then, of course, but everyone's losing their mind. Like, that's my point. The problem is when you criticize.
That's even worse. She was told to do
that,
and then she got yelled at for doing that? Oh. I hate everyone.
So stupid.
I hate everyone. Just stop.
Yeah. So what were you saying?
But here's the thing: I'm sure it came out immediately after everybody started saying something that she was told to do that, but they're still going to continue to yell about it.
That's what I find funny. Like, Trump is our president, and he's going to be our president for 4 years.
Is he?
That is
so
very funny.
Are we going to be dealing with this kind of nonsense from like people like whining and complaining for 4 fucking years?
Fuck your couch.
Oh, it's in the couch. It's in the chat now. There you go. Mitch made that for me. That was
I love
that's a good
the
one, buddy.
I love the faces.
That is a really good
found
one.
Yeah, you did great.
I Mitch like that you have two different Kellyanne Conway faces for the
well, yeah, because
back
he,
and
because
looking
she
forward.
Turns her head, he turns his head from one way, looking one way to
my
the other.
My favorite part
so
is when they zoom in on the feet. Like that part kills me.
I love how you didn't even like
fuck your couch
to block the dreadlocks. Like that's great.
But I tried. No.
I like that you didn't. That makes it even better.
Fuck your couch. Fuck your couch, nigga.
Why is, out of all the things that have ever happened, why is that still so very funny?
I don't know.
That is timeless humor, guys. That's not going away.
I agree. Some stuff does age. This Chappelle show aged very well. I went and rewatched it recently.
Oh, yeah?
It's still fucking
it's
funny.
Still
it's
relevant?
Still funny, man.
Yeah.
Like when Chappelle is president.
All
are fucking Stitch.
Fuck your couch, nigga. Buy another one, you rich motherfucker. Fuck your couch, nigga. Fuck your couch. Darknesses.
Darkness.
I forgot about the darknesses part.
I'm going to rewatch that episode again. It was so good.
Oh. It's just such a random thing because, like, up until that point, nobody had talked about Rick James in years.
No, I know.
And the fact that they got Eddie Murphy to come in,
tell
a story, and then they have him reenact it, it's a brilliant concept.
Charlie Murphy.
Hilarious.
Not Eddie Murphy. Charlie Murphy.
Did I say
Charlie
Eddie? Murphy. I'm sorry, Charlie.
Charlie Murphy.
Mars, bitches. Red Rocks. Yay!
It wouldn't have been as funny if it were Eddie Murphy. The fact that it was Charlie Murphy, I think, made it funnier.
Right.
So like, I walk in and he just karate kicks me right in the chest.
Or the fact that Prince really does play basketball.
Oh, God, his Prince story?
Yeah, dude. And how it was really factually true.
I love how that we're reminiscing on a show that hasn't been on the air in
that's how good it was.
Close to
why not?
13 years.
That's how good
it's
it
still,
was.
That's my point.
You know why it's still relevant? Because his writer is relevant right now. His writer.
Yeah, his stand-up is fucking great.
Is going on stand-up comedy tours right now, so. Yeah.
Actually, Neil Brennan, that's his name, he tweeted today. He goes, you know who the real heroes are? The ones who fave tweets about lost kids. That fucking murdered me. I was laughing for 10 minutes by myself.
I finally watched his stand-up, dude. That was fucking hilarious.
Told you, right? How fucking funny is the guy? He's a funny dude.
Your titty game is bananas.
Dude, your titty game is bananas. By the way,
fucking
and he's a
dude.
Good storyteller. Really good storyteller.
He's very good.
Yeah.
And even like the honest parts that he was just, he wasn't trying to be funny. He was just talking about his life. I thought that was funny. His one-liners were good. Yeah. I haven't seen a stand-up comedy that good in a long time in the fact that it was creative and it was different.
It was very
because
unique.
You're used to seeing comics get up and just, you know,
right.
Do their hour. And he had like a different approach, and it was refreshing.
Right. It's called Three Mics. It's on Netflix. If you haven't seen it, it's fucking hilarious. Very honest too. Like he really got really deep with some shit. Like he's really honest about himself.
Talking about his dad and everything
it was
like that.
Great. like really, really, his one-liners were killing me. But yeah, definitely check that out. He was the, like I said, the co-writer of the Chappelle Show. He directed all the episodes. And yeah, you saw Chappelle now has like a three, he's doing three specials for Netflix for like, he got paid $60 million.
He filmed one of them here in Coral Springs.
Really?
Yep.
Well, he's been sitting on how many years of material now? 12 years of material?
Who knows, man, but yeah.
So, it's been a while.
Yeah.
And he just walked away from that show.
Hold on, hold on, hold on. When did Chappelle's Show go off the air? I want to say it was like 04. So that was, what, 23 years ago?
I thought it was 2006.
Your math is...
The final The final episode of the Chappelle Show was 2006. It started in 2003.
So it was 11 years ago was the last episode.
11 years ago, sorry. Yeah. I add an extra one for no reason. I'm not good at math.
No, obviously not.
By the way, man, when Chappelle was on SNL, still got it. Fucking hilarious.
Oh, yeah. He was on SNL recently.
Yeah.
I'm not watching SNL, and I don't think anyone else is either.
I'm not watching SNL because the only thing that's even worth a shit on there is when they do the presidential skits, and those are the beginning. And those are kind of getting lame at this point.
And those aren't even SNL characters. They're just bringing in outside people.
I know.
Yeah, I was going to say they had Kate McKinnon playing Hillary, and Kate McKinnon is probably going to get fired very soon. Who was the one playing Trump?
Kate McKinnon would have had
Alec Baldwin.
Kate McKinnon's career would have gone Will Ferrell's level had Hillary won.
Oh yeah, she's probably.
I believe that
beating herself up.
Had Hillary
isn't
won.
Isn't she doing Kellyanne Conway though now?
That doesn't matter. It's not the same.
She presented an award at the Oscars with Jason Bateman.
Did she bust any ghosts?
No, it was actually kind of comical. It was like. It wasn't they weren't doing a bit, but they were sort of doing a bit, and it worked. So,
Well,
but that's whatever.
Cool story, Hansel.
Is she still doing?
Cool story, Hansel.
That's as much as I had. You said Kate McKinnon. I'm like, oh, I saw her two nights ago.
So, Mitch, what the fuck happened with Amazon server? The old internet fucking had farted today on us.
Yeah, I don't know exactly. I haven't read the articles after I left work, but I noticed when we were, you know, our normal website stuff that we do at work, like all of our shit wasn't working. Mm-hmm. Like all of our radio shows and stuff, nobody could listen to them. We were getting emails from people, and I emailed the guy that put all of our backend stuff together. Mm-hmm. And then later on, I found out, like, I guess Amazon just kind of shit the bed, like their cloud based servers. And
apparently half like the internet is
half
run
the internet
there.
Out.
I didn't realize that.
Oh,
until
yeah.
Today.
Amazon has a lot of servers. Oh, yeah. If you go. Oh, yeah. I don't know why I did that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Amazon servers are crazy. Like
oh, yeah. If you do any kind of web hosting, Amazon hosts all the servers. I'm terrible at accents. But yeah, that's exactly right. They're not just Prime shipping, guys.
Yeah.
Let me see if I can find a story about it, because I don't know what the updated stuff on it is.
Wait, so I'm so confused. So
Amazon was down for like 4 hours total. I think 4 hours is what they say, but I think it was longer than that. And the things that it affected, I noticed it affected my Google Home. My Google Home was having trouble connecting to its servers. It affected Facebook. When I usually do the Google's voice to text. I sent the message once. It copied like 100 times.
Like six times.
Six times, sent it to Mitch, and I go, what's going on? Things are freaking out on me. And then I read that all the servers are fucked up and everything was running slow. Imgur was over capacity. You couldn't get into it. Like a whole bunch of sites were just fucked up.
I didn't realize.
I got an article here.
I didn't realize that Amazon ran that amount of servers for
funny.
Everything.
eBay never has those problems.
Jesus Christ.
Good circle back.
All right, I have the article like right win, here, Royce.
Go ahead.
All right. The fact that Amazon controls a vast swath of cloud computing services became dreadfully clear on Tuesday afternoon when a string of errors brought countless websites to their knees. This consolidation of power is perhaps suddenly a very big problem. Unlike its internet marketplace, Amazon Web Services works more like a house of cards than a traditional retail business. After all, Instead of selling books reasonably priced with electronics, Amazon Web Services caters to enterprise clients to provide cloud-based computing services. While Amazon Simply Storage service, the S3 servers, the product that suffered errors knocked out a solid portion of the web on Tuesday that provides cloud-based storage for apps like Slack and Trello. Amazon says, blah, 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 99.999% durability. Let's see. This is because Amazon's cloud controls a ridiculous portion of the market share when it comes to cloud computing and specifically cloud storage. Studies from August 2016 said that Amazon controls 31% of the market in global cloud infrastructure.
Ooh.
Wow.
That's wow. That's like borderline monopoly almost.
I told you, they own a lot of cloud space. Goddamn virtual servers,
and
yo.
The amount of, so does that include like, you know, like web creation sites like, you know, yes. GoDaddy, yes. And yes. Or Squarespace?
Yes. Wow. When you okay. Do those web hosting like, oh, I'm going to buy a domain.
They have to have a space somewhere. Wow.
Shittydomain.services.net, and you buy it on GoDaddy, and then they're like, oh, do you want us to do your web hosting for you? That's what it is.
Hmm. And Amazon, wow, what a great backdoor way of making money.
Oh, yeah.
Just building.
But again, what they said in the article, the problem is that that's scary. Like, you have all, like, half the internet is relying on these servers. So if they go down, the internet's gone.
Well, here's the thing down. Is that because of that, do you think because of what just happened the other day, do you think that's going to, like, start, like, a whole new cottage industry of, like, independent service type of industry?
The problem with that is you can, but I guarantee there'll be independent servers. The issue with that is that the cost, it's got to be so much more. Amazon could have buys the land, has all the fucking facilities. Like, you know, they have physical servers sitting in a room somewhere, mm-hmm. You know?
They can't all be virtual.
Last time I was in Omaha, Google put in, it literally is like a 5 to, I want to say closer to like an 8-acre building. Like the entire enclosed building is like 8 acres and it's all just servers in Omaha, Nebraska. And that's the thing with terrorists or anything from like ISIS or whatever. If you want to really make a mark, just attack any
Shut
of
up!
Those service plants. Don't
Stop!
Try and kill the people.
Why are you helping them?
Stop
Don't
that.
Help them.
I'm just saying if they were no! smart, but they're not because they're third world country fucking assholes.
Well, because the problem with that is if they take down Amazon Web Server, whatever, they take down one of those servers, they lose Twitter, which is their one way of communication.
That's another good point. Very good point, Mitch.
Good point.
They're not going to take down their communication line because, yeah, that is how they communicate. That or like through like different games. Like they communicate through games online. I was watching this
like
whole,
Candy Crush,
sort of. Yeah, no, for real. Like,
yeah, actually,
yeah, for real. Like, but not like that. But like these RPG
Words
games
with Friends
like,
is a big one.
These dumb RPG games where nobody actually talks. You know, no one even plays them
Clash
anymore.
Of Clans.
Yeah, well, no one even plays them anymore, and they just go on there to talk to each other because those aren't monitored. You know, why would they be?
Right. That's so weird.
That was actually not only that, but they say that like that was the number one way of communicating for people who were having affairs with each other. Is you don't do it through your text message or through Facebook, things that can be checked by your significant other.
Right.
You download some innocuous game that has a one-to-one, you know, messaging ability on it. And then that, yeah. So between people fucking other people who aren't their significant other or blowing up buildings, that's how they're doing it.
Well, now we've just shared how people can cheat easier. So don't say we don't help you.
Yes.
Yeah, but look what happened to Ashley Madison. That fucking became an A-bomb for anybody who ever made an account, huh?
Oh, boy.
Here's the thing. I still have an account on there, I think. Because remember, like, years ago when we were talking about when I was single and we were trying to, like, see what would work quicker.
Right.
And I just joined every site.
I remember.
So I'm on there.
Boy, Tinder took all those sites out of business, huh?
Show did.
Huh?
Tinder took all those sites out of business, huh?
Basically.
Because it's basically. Like, why
Tinder is the place to go if you're single nowadays.
It's the Uber.
I'll tell you, it worked when I was on it.
It's Uber for fucking.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's the Uber
it was almost too easy.
Well, I don't know about that. That's such a thing.
No, it was. You haven't been in the game in over 10 years. Like, believe me, dude, it was almost too easy.
13 years, excuse you.
Woo! Sorry.
But yeah. Who's counting?
You are, apparently.
Well, yeah.
I guess the new hot shit now, as far as that stuff goes, is Bumble. Have you heard of that?
No, what is that?
The fuck is
I've heard
Bumble?
Of it, but I don't.
Bumble is like Tinder, except...
with bees.
The girls are the...
bees?
Bees?
I hate it. I don't like it.
Bees. No.
Mitch is not on
beads.
Mitch is not on board. God.
I'm not a fan of Bumble.
It's where only person who can respond to a like is the girl. The guys can't. So if you match up.
Bees! Bees in the car! Bees everywhere!
The only person who can respond is the girl.
What if they're lesbians?
Well, okay. If they're both girls, if you mark that you're a female, then yes.
Okay, so if you want to talk to a girl, they just mark you're a female.
Mark you're a female, but put pictures up that you're a male, but you're only going to get lesbians to say,
so?
Hey, hi.
So?
It's called a challenge. How many women are bisexual now?
It's called a challenge.
Yeah, exactly.
Challenge accepted.
Someone didn't fucking watch Guts on Nickelodeon. You fucking go for the goal, bro. No Legend of the Hidden Temple for you, Dutch?
I have the Tiger.
They need to bring those shows back.
They are. They're bringing Legend of the Temple back.
No, but Guts, because they like on Netflix they have this show called Beastmaster, and it is fucking hot garbage.
The dudes that left Mythbusters, the Asian dude, the redhead, and the fucking dude bro that left, they have their own TV show now on Netflix. What's it called? Project White Rabbit. And basically what they do is they're basically doing Mythbusters, but on Netflix without the Mythbuster guys. Have you seen it?
It's their spinoff, right? They're trying to find the new Mythbusters or whatever?
Basically, yes.
Yeah.
That Asian dude's been on TV, and I bet you still can't get laid. I feel so bad for the Mythbusters Asian guy. And they're done working with each other. The main two guys apparently said they can't work with each other anymore.
Well, they've hated each other for like 12 years.
Oh, yeah.
I've never really gotten into that show.
Why? Because it's not Scandal or whatever the fuck you watch now? Do you watch Scandal? Do you watch Scandal?
Scandal?
I'm asking. No. You look like someone that
first of all, I don't even know what that is.
Asking
and second,
for a friend.
For you to just like assume that that's what I watch. I'm sorry. I'd never got into Mythbusters.
Did you just assume my programming, bro?
Yeah, did you?
Well, he just assumed my sexual identity.
Did you just assume my programming? I like that, John.
You're welcome. I love you.
Oh, God.
Yes?
No, not you.
Oh.
You answer to God now?
Apparently. Well, yeah, he's fucking he has fitted t-shirts. Of course he's God. Only God would have a fitted t-shirt.
Fitted workout t-shirts. Yeah,
fitted tailored shirts.
From eBay.
From eBay.
Imported from China.
Imported from China. Why don't you go to a Ross like everybody else does, or a TJ Maxx, or a fucking Marshalls?
Because they're all going out of business.
Yeah, that's the point. You get good deals. eBay's going out of business, too. Unless you need a fucking radiator.
Yeah, but their servers are strong as fuck.
Because no one uses them. Their server is a guy, fucking Charlie eBay, has his servers in a fucking garage. Charles eBay. He's the grandson of Seymour eBay, the founder of eBay. They changed it when they came here in Alaska. The original family name was the Seymour Ebenezer Bay, but they showed it now to eBay. That's a fact that I just made up. So
history.
Yeah.
So I believe you.
I could lie like the best of them. Dutch, did I give you enough time to pick a song?
Yeah, I'm good.
Boom.
Did you find out if it's going to get violated on YouTube?
So Mitch, why are you better?
I am better than you because I did not take down a third of the internet today.
That's not bad. Marie, why are you better?
I'm better than you because I knew Amazon-hosted servers.
Oh, that's weird. Johnny?
I'm better than you because I get all my workout t-shirts tailored for my tailor.
/ cobbler.
Dutch?
I am better than you because I don't get any of my workout t-shirts tailored by Culver's.
And I am better than you because I hijacked the I am better than you segment from Dutch tonight.
I actually kind of like that. I think we should trade off from week to week.
Yeah, why not? Fuck it. It's more fun.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's Dutch and Royce.
Yeah, that's right. It's not...
Not just Dutch featuring Royce.
It's not Dutch were Royce.
Right.
Except when Dutch is not here.
Well, it's time for us to leave. So why don't we do that?
Yeah. Check out Hippo Juice tomorrow.
Mañana.
From... Huh?
By the way, happy Fat Tuesday. Today was Fat Tuesday, so...
Studios.
To celebrate, please send me all the boob pics. Even dick pics. I don't care.
And be prepared for people to have dirty foreheads tomorrow.
Oh, God, that's right.
Woo. Oh, God, Ash Wednesday.
Tomorrow's dirty forehead day.
All right, guys. We'll see you guys next week. That's Royce.